Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, I'm Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. And I've got a couple here that are kind of related to each other, so I thought I would just chat about them today. So Ali has asked, how to be able to throw an outfit together in a minute and look like it's perfect. And the other one is from Cheryl, who says, I never feel like I've nailed an outfit. I only feel just okay, or just feel okay. And I think this is something that to actually work out, well, how do I even put an outfit in that I feel great in? One of the things we need to work out is what actually makes me feel great. What makes me feel like an outfit is working for me? You know, so we have to kind of go backwards to go, well, if an okay outfit is, you know, what is making me feel okay, but, you know, what makes me feel better than okay? And this is where working out who you are as a person, how you want to be perceived, what aspects of style are really important to you, all those things come into this kind of question. Because, you know, I could go, well, put on this, that, and that. And the outfit may look fine, but it may not make you feel good. It may not be authentic to you. It may not really work for you. And this is because it's not an expression of who you are. And I know when I was kind of, you know, before I became an image consultant, I was trying out different styles, trying to find my style, because I wasn't one of those people who's just got that natural flair, that natural talent to create gorgeous outfits. So for me, I was like, you know, I'd look at, you know, my stylish neighbor and think, oh, she's wearing this. I'm going to try that. And I'd put it on and I wouldn't feel stylish and I wouldn't feel like me. And even though she looked stylish in it, that's because it was an expression of her personality. Versus when I tried something similar, it was an expression of my personality and I'd feel frumpy in it and go, well, how is it she, you know, she looks so good, but I feel frumpy when I wear the same kind of clothes. And it's because it wasn't related to my personality. And this is something I learned about when I did my image consultant training, all about how much personality really influences all your style choices. Everything from, you know, like the patterns and prints you may or may not choose, whether you're a solace person, whether you like texture instead of pattern to, and even if you do like pattern, what sort of patterns? Are you florals? Are you animal prints? Are you stripes? Are you checks? Are you something, you know, arty or abstract? The list could go on here. Small geometrics, Hawaiian prints. So yeah, all these things are down to personality. And then we have, thinking about the styles of clothes. Do I like more structured? Do I like more loose and flowing? Do I like more form-fitted? Do I like more baggy and comfortable? What is it about the kind of styles of clothes that I like? And then there's even, you know, things like, do I like, what kind of colors do I like? And no matter your color palette and your actual coloring, there'll still be some colors you are more drawn to. And this is also based on personality. I always remember the first time one of my clients said to me, she said, you know, I'm doing this color analysis, but I'm only going to wear the neutrals. And I remember being kind of shocked about this at that time, because it's early on in my career. And I remember thinking, why on earth would you just wear neutrals? But then I discovered that this is part of the kind of the classic personality dressing style approach to style, is it's a much more, you know, I prefer neutrals over colours. I don't want to be bright and bold. I want to be professional and understated in that sort of way. And so the more I've spent time talking to my clients, the more I've learned, which is massive over the years from talking to thousands of women about their style, the more I really see that, you know, that personality has the greatest impact on what makes you feel good in your outfit, which is why just following some outfit formula or somebody else's style will not necessarily work for you unless they have a very similar personality to you. But if they don't, then you're just going to feel just as bad in whatever they put together as, you know, or as uncomfortable. And there's even things like, you know, do I prefer to be overdressed or underdressed? And this is a fascinating question, because there are some personalities who would go, if I had to choose between the two, I'd be overdressed. I'd rather feel like I've made more of an effort and I'm showing that I've made an effort, versus there's others who go, oh my gosh, I couldn't bear to be overdressed. I'd much prefer to be underdressed. So that's another aspect. So even knowing those sorts of things about yourself is really important. So this all goes into, you know, like putting together an outfit is actually a very personal thing. It's got to relate back to your personality and who you are and what you like to wear and what makes you feel both mentally, physically, and emotionally comfortable. And I did talk about mental comfort in a recent video, which you can look up as well. Because, you know, we often think about comfort as just being a physical thing where it's like, well, the clothes are comfortable on my back and I bend and stretch and move. But there are also mental comfort. Is it expressing what I wanted to express? There's emotional comfort. Does it make me feel internally the way I want to feel as well? So these are all aspects of comfort that we need to consider when we're putting our outfits together. So when we are thinking about the question is, how do I make an outfit like, you know that looks like I've nailed it, that it's like great outfits, how do I pop those on? The first thing is to work out is, what is a nailed it outfit to you? What does that mean to you? Is it underdressed, overdressed? Where are you on that continuum? How does your personality express your style? So what aspects do you like? And often spending some time looking at your favorite garments, looking at things you really love, creating Pinterest boards can be very helpful to start to see what is your aesthetic. What is it you're aesthetically drawn to? And then trying things on, because honestly, yep, there's some, you know, I can give you lots of tips, and I've got thousands of blog posts of tips of how to put outfits together, like masses of tips on how to do that. But in the end, we have to come back to this question of who are you and what do you want to express to the world? And of course, too, is your clothes have to work in your environment, your location, your culture, your climate, all those sorts of things as well. The dress code, where you happen to live, there needs to be a relationship to that as well. So this is why there's not one outfit. I can't just go just wear, you know, a pair of colored shoes, a skirt, you know, a patterned top, and a scarf, and go, there you go, there's your outfit. Like, that could work. There's nothing wrong with that as a formula, but it may not work for you. So it is looking at, well, how do you do these things? So there's some things, and I do have a little kind of outfit formula post if you are looking at, like, what are some ways. But part of this is often going, when we get, and this is where knowing more about, you know, all your, what I call your style fundamentals, you know, how your body shape influences your choices, like all the physicality, body shape, body proportions, body variations, your texture, your sheen, all that kind of physical elements of clothing. So, you know, the fit, one of the things that often makes a big difference is how well clothes fit. And I remember reading an interview with someone who's a wardrobe designer for a television show. And she was saying that how every garment they buy, even when they buy things off the rack, they are all then altered to fit that TV star perfectly. So no matter what angle you're watching them from on the television screen, the garment is made for them. So that, and she said, we'll often even remake garments to make the fit perfect for them. Yet we expect all to buy our clothes and they're just going to look just as good as we see the people on the television. So, you know, how much that fit makes a massive difference about how good you look in your clothes. So it's coming down to, are the shapes and styles, you know, in harmony with my body, creating something that I think of as flattery to me? Are they fitting well? Is this an expression of my personality? Are they, you know, the colors harmonizing with me? All those sorts of things. And then going, well, what details have I put in there? Is it, you know, is it, you know, do I have something in my portrait area that creates some interest and detail? Because honestly, that's one of those things. It's a small thing, but it makes a big difference to have some focal points. Where are the focal points in my outfits? You know, have I got something? I always like something in the portrait area. It could be, you know, some feature earrings. It could be some very funky glasses. It could be a statement necklace or, you know, something in your portrait area. Or it can just be detail on your clothes. It could just be, I've got some shoulder detail, or I've got a neckline detail that's built into the clothes as well. So all these things come into it. But you do need to have some detail. And that's often the reason when people are feeling a bit blah about their stuff is it's because either it's not a representation of their personality. It's like, I have friends who love striped shirts and have lots and lots of striped shirts and look great in them. And it's funny that I put on a striped shirt and for me, it's a bit blah. I'm much better in something floral. Floral makes me feel much happier. I am much more into more florals and nature-based prints than I am to stripes and checks, which are just not me. And so this is where it's understanding what makes you feel good on the inside, as well as what works for you physically. So it's getting those two parts together. And then there are some very easy tricks about, like, thinking about, am I relating colors together? Do I have, you know, a beauty bundle of accessories where I'm relating some colors together? Am I, you know, and it's often those little finishing touches. It's often in the details that the outfit looks really amazing compared to okay. And it's just sometimes it's that adding the ring or adding the bracelet. It can be those tiny little finishing touches that can take your outfit from being, you know, okay to extraordinary. But yeah, so it is thinking about those things. But really, so the more you know about your personality and your style fundamentals, so all those aspects that go into what works for you, and then you can start playing with the how do I want to put it together? How do I want to express myself? What's my style recipe? How do all these things work together? And that's when you can start building outfits that will make you feel way more than just okay. Because I suspect that when you're feeling just okay, it's because either you're buying things that other people tell you should have. Like whenever you read one of those lists that everybody should have this season, that is the biggest lie. That's just people wanting to make a sale. There's some commission in that when they're saying that. They're going to make some money from everybody buying it. Everybody does not need the same thing. So everybody doesn't need anything in particular. Particularly a very specific sort of thing. Particularly when it's the latest fashion trend. So any sort of thing like that is not necessarily true. So when you are looking at those lists, take them with a grain of salt. So if you're buying things because other people have told you that that's what you should have, probably one of the reasons why you're not feeling great in your clothes. If you are, you know, it's this, sometimes it's I buy and buy because I'm trying to figure out what works, right? So spending all your money buying clothes and having this wardrobe churn and actually instead of getting the information you need. And this is where information is so powered. Knowledge is power. It is such a true, true saying, that one. So getting the right information so that when you're making those buying choices, you're making the right decisions and you can reject a lot of stuff. The reality is you should be rejecting 99.99% of the stuff out there. It's 0.1% of the available is what should be coming into your wardrobe. Because you want to become more discerning and actually figure out what's really working for you. And then you'll start feeling much better when you've made these really conscious shopping choices, when you know that it ticks all your list of must-haves, and when it relates to who you are as a person. All those things need to come into this. So and kind of, yeah, that you know, just buying because somebody else said you should have it, that's usually when we're just feeling not good in our clothes or when we just are sick and tired and frustrated and just buy, it'll do. You know, it'll do. Oh, well, it'll do. And that's why I have my maximum of rated an 8 out of 10 or more. So it's an 8, 9, 10 out of 10. If you are standing in a store or even if you've bought it online and it's come home and you're trying it on, if you're standing there and looking at it thinking, do I rate this an 8, 9, 10 out of 10? And, you know, how much do I rate it out of a 10? And if it's a 5 or a 6 or even a 7, it's not good enough for you. Send it back. Give it back. It's not for you. Really, that's why if we keep buying things that we don't rate an 8, 9 or 10, then we're going to have a wardrobe full of, not quite right, don't love it and all that sort of stuff. Rather than a wardrobe full of clothes that we love to wear that we can then put into outfits that work really well together. And that is one of the other things about putting outfits together is we want to have a bit of a plan. And this is where your color palette is so useful. It's like it's very easy for me to go into my wardrobe and go, what goes together? It's because I know that my colors work together really easily so I can put them together really easily. I don't have to think so much about how the colors work together and all those sorts of things. I have lots of options because my colors are all in the same palette. And so I know they work really easily together. So it's easy to make a cohesive wardrobe with more options from less clothing. So there's just a few things to think about. If you too are struggling with the, how do I put an outfit together? Just looks amazing. I just feel kind of a bit meh all the time. It could be looking at all those aspects of style. And this is what I do in my 7 Steps of Style program and with my clients, is to help them discover what it is that is going to help them understand who they are, how they want to express themselves, what works for them in a physical way, as well as what works for their personality, their lifestyle, all those aspects, so we can marry that all together and create outfits that make you feel great as well as look great. So thank you for your questions. I always find this fascinating to know what it is you are struggling with. Please keep sending me questions, imogen@insideoutstyleblog.com. And of course, if you want to know more about my program, Seven Steps of Style, just head over and click on my style programs and you will find out more there. So head over to insideoutstyleblog.com. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.